Five, four, three, two, one, zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
And welcome, everyone, to Point 5 of Truth Beer and Pod Sequences. Thank you for joining us. If you've listened to Point 5 before, what we're going to do is go over some of the upcoming events in the Cincinnati craft beer scene. And we also have a very special shout-out on Point 5, where we're going to recognize all of the Ohio Craft Brewers Cup winners. I am Marco. I'm a brewer. And I'm joined by, as always, the fantastic, the best co-host of Truth Beer and Podsequences.
I am Julia, and I like to write funny things and parodies about beer. So, Marco, did you want to start with a list of the winner names, or do we want to start off with the upcoming events that are beer-related in the Cincinnati area?
I would like for you to go first.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and let you guys know about some upcoming events that are happening at Cincinnati breweries through December, I believe I have. If any local breweries or any clubs have events happening at breweries or involving Cincinnati craft beer, please let us know at Truth Beer Pod on all the social media platforms, or you can email us at truthbeerpod@gmail.com. First upcoming is October 23rd. Fretboard Brewing is re-releasing the Bright Side of Life IPA. It honors the life of a big part of the Fretboard family, Jeremy Bowman. They'll be selling shirts, six packs. They'll have live music from 5 until 11 p.m. The entire event goes from 3 until 11 p.m. October 30th, March 1st Brewing, Drink for a Cause Day, supporting the Terry Chip Fund for first responders. They're going to have raffles, split the pot, and more. Another extremely fun event that's happening on October 30th, Streetside Brewing is having their very first Demogorgon Day. They're going to have new variants, old variants, and even the base Demogorgon are going to be available to drink and to purchase. Moving into November, on November the 6th, Sonder Brewing's third anniversary is happening. They are going to have some absolutely insane packaged beer releases, and new beers will be tapped every hour. They actually just released the packaged beers on their social media. The beers so far, the packaged beers that Sonder has announced that they're going to be releasing for their anniversary: Record Hop Volume 6 IPA, Carmen's Carrot Cake, Kenosha Kickers Cobbler Pie, their third anniversary birthday cake frosted, pumpkin pie frosted, a barrel-aged Creek, a barrel-aged Maple Coffee Auto, a barrel-aged maple syrup Kenosha Kickers Cobbler Pie, and a barrel-aged maple coffee cake auto. Check it out. It's going to be great. November the 13th, BC's Montgomery, our home away from home, they are having their four-year anniversary from 12 p.m., so 12 noon, until 11 p.m., so stop by, and it is going to be amazing. They'll be releasing more information about the food, the beers, the special things happening there, but that is on November the 13th. On November the 20th, the Beers, Booze, and Bunks Festival, hosted by the Gnarly Gnome and Cincy by the Pine, is happening at the Fowling Warehouse. The title sponsor is Cartridge Brewing. There are two sessions from noon to 4 or 6 to 10, and there is a Kick the Keg after party for an additional $10 from 10 p.m. until midnight. You can get your tickets at thegnarlygnome.com/tickets. That is going to probably be the event of the fall/winter. On November 21st, Westside Brewing is having their third annual Chili Chowdown Cook-Off Competition. Homemade chili of any style. Two winners will be picked, one judged, and one popular vote. It is $20 per entry, and it is limited to 20 spots, so go ahead and register for that. On November 27th, from noon to 3, Fibonacci Brewing is having their first brewery bazaar. They've always had farmers markets, but this time they're actually opening up to local artists and crafters for the first time.
How bizarre.
And on December the 4th, Braxton Brewing is having Dark Charge Day. There's still zero information about this year's releases, but, I mean, you know it's going to be great. You know it's going to be absolutely fantastic. VIP and Igloo Experience tickets are available to be purchased right now at darkchargeday.com.
Excellent. That was a lot.
That was a lot.
I've got a lot to go here, too. And excellent work, Julia. Let's see. So the winners for the Ohio Craft Brewers Cup were announced, and I am going to cover and recognize the Cincinnati area winners.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with the Amber Red Ale category, that would go to Rheingeist Dad. They earned a silver. American IPA, Madtree Brewing for Tree Search earned a gold. American Light Ale goes to Municipal for Approachable Blonde, and that is a gold. American Lager, Cartridge, their beer Airborne won silver. Belgian or French Ale goes to MPH Brewing for Napoleon's Revenge, that is a gold. Dark or Brown Ale, Madtree Fable wins a silver. Nostalgia Brewing took home bronze for Unchained. Coffee Beer, Cartridge for Leader, earned a silver. And Third Eye Double Astra Coffee earned a bronze. European Pale goes to Municipal and others for Big Sis. They won a silver. Fruit Beer, Narrow Path for Peach Goza, earned a silver. German Style Ale, Third Eye Brewing for Untapped Potential, earned a gold. And MPH Brewing for Summit Aider, silver. Imperial IPA goes to Madtree Phantom Forest, which earned a bronze. Any IPA or Hazy Pale goes to Rheingeist. Yep. Them.
New brewery in town.
Rheingeist for Cloud Harvest 6. They earned a gold. Then North High for Hazy Pale Ale earned a silver. Scotch or smoked beer goes to Third Eye for Higher Calling. They earned a gold. Sour and Wild Beer goes to Narrow Path for Essentia, which earned a bronze. Specialty and Hybrid Beer, Cartridge for Escape, they won a gold. Brink for Damocles earned a silver. Municipal, some more Tim S'mores Stout earned a bronze. Specialty and Adjuncted Stout goes to Third Eye for Double Astral, earned a gold. Wood Barrel under 8% goes to New Ales for Oak Age or OA Aged Hellas.
That's a mouthful.
They earned a silver. OA. Southwest Regional Award goes to Third Eye Brewing for the Brewery Size Award. Best Large Brewery, greater than 15,000 barrels, goes to Madtree. Best Small Brewery, which is less than 5,000 but greater than 1,000, goes to Third Eye Brewing. Congratulations to all the medal winners.
Yeah, huge congratulations to every brewery in the Cincinnati area who even entered something. But, man, we have some amazing beers. We medaled in almost every single category that they had. So it's pretty spectacular.
That is spectacular. And thank you, Julia, for putting both of these lists together.
Not a problem. Just as kind of saying it once more, if you are aware of a beer event taking place and you want us to give it a shout out on our 0.5 or even on our full episode, let us know at TruthBeerPod or email us at truthbeerpod@gmail.com. Try to give us at least 2 weeks' notice if you could. That way, if someone doesn't listen the day that this comes out, they have some time to put it on their calendars and have an excellent time going to these events. So, thank you, guys, and we'll see you next time.
See ya. Bye.